We welcome in right now Vicki Timko, Director of Curriculum at the Clearview School System on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Vicki, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, you were telling me before we came on the air that even though it is a little bit crummy outside and it's going to get a heck of a lot worse, there will be no Calamity Day tomorrow because the kids are already off, right?
That's correct. The students at Clearview will be home. Our teachers will be in working. We're wrapping up the first semester, which is just crazy how fast the school year has gone by. So we are at the halfway mark. So the students will stay home. Teachers will be in. They'll be taking care of finalizing grades and taking care of assessments and planning for next semester.
Well, you mentioned that you're still kind of relatively new, even though it's been a few years. You mentioned you're relatively new. What kinds of changes have you seen to the school district over the course of the few years you've been involved?
Yeah, education is such a changing game, continually changing. But from where I started 3 years ago in the position from curriculum to today, I think one of the biggest ahas for the district and where we're making a lot of progress is in teacher development across a lot of topics. Instead of teaching in isolated classrooms, I believe we're developing more collaborative work. So teachers can tackle some of the tough issues we face in school as teams. We call them professional learning communities, or we call them teacher-based teams, but we actually, you know, with the contract and with purpose, went into each building's schedule and set aside time so teachers can work together in teams, preparing lessons, talking about strategies, looking at student achievement data, so that working smarter, not harder, I like to say, in all the efforts for student achievement.
And one of the other issues, too, I think you mentioned, was it's more than just opening the book and learning all these things you're supposed to learn as a kid. But I think you mentioned also, you know, one of the things you're trying to do a better job of as a district as a whole is get a chance to understand what kids are going through, whether it be at home, just outside the classroom as well, and trying to get them to prioritize, too.
Correct. You know, we talk about kids are different today or back in the day, kids used to. Yes, kids are very different today. They have access through technology to so much information. You know, we talk about fake news. We talk about what's on Facebook. What are we tweeting? What's real? What's not? So we're trying to develop responsible children when it comes to research and media. But in all of that that comes into their lives, you know, a lot of times they're dealing with issues that, quite frankly, when I grew up, I didn't have an idea about. I was sort of sheltered in my little bubble. So it can cause stress. It causes anxiety. We see students dealing more with depression now or trauma. So we have to then train our teachers. How do we deal with that in the classroom? So we're always talking about whole child, not just, like you said, the reading, writing, and arithmetic, but now we're looking at their social well-being. How's their mental health? How are they physically? You know, we've always done things like the eye screenings and the ear screenings, but you know, now we have people coming in and we do surveys to find out, you know, where their emotional health is. What are they seeing starting in sixth grade up as far as drugs and alcohol go? Because all of those things will affect learning. So we are training teachers as adults what to look for, how to deal with these situations in classrooms. We're reaching out to parents. You know, we want to go ahead and do what we can do to educate the community as well. And a lot of it around social media, those wonderful cell phones that give them so much access. But it is that whole child perspective, not just what's in the book.
How do you deal with that? As a director of curriculum, I mean, for the teachers and all out there, the cell phone is something, when I was in high school, it didn't exist. So people weren't carrying them around. Maybe one or two people had them when I was in high school. But now it seems every student has that. How do you deal with that? What do you do?
Well, what we try to do is train teachers to, again, be responsible. Sure. We want students to be responsible users. So we try to help teachers learn how to integrate that technology. So engaging lessons and you know, instead of those old worksheet packets, what can you do so kids can be on that phone but accessing websites or looking at information, resources, videos, you know, sending them to websites that are trusted and secured, and they want that in their hand. Don't fight it, mm-hmm. you know, keep it in their hand, but direct it in a positive way so that they can see it as a tool. It's a device, something I'm going to use hopefully in college and in a career down the road. So we're trying to teach teachers how to integrate that and so that students will use it responsibly.
That's a great point you just made there. I mean, it is something that'll be a tool for them in their careers as they continue to move forward and all as well. I didn't even think of that. That's fascinating. Yeah.
So that's what we try to do.
Vicki Timko, Clearview's Director of Curriculum, is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. One of the things you constantly hear about in education now is STEM or STEAM, I guess, as it's now evolved into. You know, how much of that has been integrated over the last few years? Because I think along the same lines with these cell phones being tools, they were lifelines for a while, but now they could do so many different things. And, you know, while some folks may look at those and say, boy, those things are more of a curse than a blessing, I would tend to go towards the opposite. I think it's more of a blessing than a curse because it could do so many good things for you, especially if you use it the right way. How much of the STEM and STEAM has been used in the curriculum?
At Clearview, that's definitely not as developed as it needs to be. So it is going to be a focus for us. Currently, we're looking at doing some planning with the 6th grade through 12th grade. But STEM and STEAM in other districts, obviously, you can start as early as kindergarten. So again, we're partnering with the Lorain County Education Association, who help us with some fabulous professional development. But again, it starts with teaching the teachers. So growing their capacity of how to do a better job with the science, technology, engineering, integrating that into courses as well as growing the math. We do have a very nice course selection guide at the high school level that integrates some of that, but I think we need to see more of it starting at an earlier age so that it doesn't feel like that add-on or an ancillary, but really becomes embedded in the curriculum so that it's second nature for students. You don't want kids who say, I'm not good at math, but I'm better at reading. You want kids just to have a curiosity and a love of learning regardless of the content. So I think the more we can take the science, technology, engineering, math, and pull it in across curriculum, give students that confidence and build their skills, the better.
You feel like the STEM is something that kids really kind of take to because it seems like there's definitely like a coolness attached to that, right? You get to use computers, you get to use devices that maybe you wouldn't normally get to use if you go back to the traditional way of teaching and educating. You feel like STEM helps to kind of keep the kids more focused because there are some cool factors attached to it?
Absolutely. It is engaging. Visiting other school districts and partnering and collaborating with other school districts, even a buzzword in education, they're called maker spaces. And those are very hands-on, creative ways starting in the elementary classes to let students start doing project development and be more experimental with anything from Slinkies to Legos to all of that will lead into that more advanced science, engineering, and math later down the road. Again, for that to happen, teachers need to feel comfortable, and they need to feel like, okay, I can handle this in my classroom. This is within my comfort zone. It doesn't look like children sitting in traditional rows. You know, you're at tables. You've got noise and movement, and so planning goes into that. So again, definitely, though, very engaging for students because of all the reasons you said, it lends right into that same venue like technology, just captures their attention.
Vicki, we tend to ask a lot of questions, I think, about technology when we mm-hmm. have this Champions of Education segment. I think a big part of it is because we didn't have it when we were in high school. Mm-hmm. Do you find that with technology being where it is, I mean, maybe some of the more specialized classes, I want to say like drafting or something along those lines, the kids were really interested. I remember I had a buddy who was into drafting in high school, man. He went full bore into that class. Maybe wasn't as good as he should have been in some of the other classes. But do you notice it draws a little more interest for the kids? Now they have 24/7 access. It's not just the textbook when they get home?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, we talk about parents giving access, sure. having that internet access or the technology and the devices. It is pretty common. You know, we used to wonder if they had it. Oh, they have the mm-hmm. access. And so not only with the technology and those courses do they have that 24/7 access, but all of the resources that we buy, even for our reading and regular math classes, everything has online components to it. Very rarely anymore, we used to talk about textbook adoptions or mm-hmm. Basils. You don't adopt textbooks anymore. You're buying licenses. Oh. Everything is online.
Wow.
So students can do most of what they need to do on their device, on a computer or a laptop at home. And so technology is... It is just prevalent, and it is a wonderful tool,
sure.
And the sky's the limit. And I think for some students, like you said, who weren't always successful or as engaged or comfortable with traditional paper pencil, mm-hmm. writing essays, if that is their hook to stay in education,
sure.
we've got to foster that and provide that.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Vicki Timko, Clearview's Director of Curriculum, is our guest here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. At what age in the Clearview system do the kids typically get exposed to the STEM system or the STEM facilities?
Currently, like I said, it's probably not until middle school that you'll start to see in the science, math classes that those experiences, experiments, ability to craft things, not as much in the elementary, where there are pockets of it, depending on the teachers and their personality, their comfort zone, how they run the class. So definitely a goal across the district to do more with that. And that's just going to take some professional learning and time for development.
It's still a fairly new concept, isn't it? The idea of STEM, and now we hear STEAM, the arts thrown into that as well. Is it something that's kind of ever-changing as well and the teachers are catching up with?
Absolutely, they are. And then providing that time, as we're saying, it's flying and half of the school year is over. Providing the time for teachers to have time to collaborate and talk to one another, and I think that is always the best learning because they support each other. So we have those pockets at the elementary where teachers are more successful and a little more willing to jump into those activities and create those classrooms. We'll just have to keep growing that.
Sure.
Well, what kinds of events do you guys have coming up here over the next few weeks? I know that we're getting towards the end of the semester and you're trying to put the finishing touches on that and
yes.
take a look at semester number two, which starts here very, very soon. I believe the second semester starts after Martin Luther King Day next Tuesday, right?
It definitely does. And, you know, our Clearview athletics are fabulous. Mike Collier, our athletic director, does a wonderful job in our district. So I'm not going to jump on all the athletics going on because that schedule is always hopping and always a good time. Basketball being one of my favorites, so I'm glad we're in the basketball season.
Pretty good season for the Clippers this year.
It's been a lot of fun, a lot of fun. John Sally does a great job, and the other coaches. So from a curriculum standpoint, I'm teaching and learning and assessment. So at the benchmark time, we do collect a lot of different data points. And what we'll do right now is district-wide, we'll do some assessment where we call it sort of taking the pulse. It's the halfway year mark. Those teachers will work in those teams looking at that data because what we'll be prepping for next from an academic perspective, not as exciting as the sports, but state testing. So we'll be ramping up. We'll be looking at preparing all of our juniors. We'll get a free shot at the ACT again. That's per the state, which is a really nice opportunity. So we'll give it right at the high school. They don't need to travel anywhere else or register anywhere else. And we're going to be doing that online this year. So we'll be doing ACT preparation and then for the state tests as well at all levels 3 through 12. So we have that coming up. And then again, within each of the individual buildings, I always encourage parents, please go to the website, call the office. The principals at each of their buildings do a wonderful job of bringing in family for different activities that are fun and engaging, but also, you know, give the parents and the students some background on what we need to happen in education. And speaking of that, if I could, specifically at Durling Middle School right now, we have a survey out. What we'd like to do is grow some of our family and community engagement. We'd like parent input. So there's a survey online if they go to the website to log in. It's completely anonymous. But if you have a child that attends Durling Middle School, we want to know how we're doing. We'd like to know from the front office to teachers to the website, how well are we communicating with you? What can we do better to support you and your child and the learning that's going on not only in the school, but how can we support you at home? Like we talked about earlier, I often find parents saying, wow, the math, that's not the math I learned. Mm-hmm. So we want to find out from them, what kinds of activities would you like to come into the schools? What would you like us to send home? What can we give you access to? So if they haven't already done so, that survey will be open until January 19th. So please go ahead and log in. If you're not comfortable doing it online, they can have their child stop in at the office and get a paper copy of that survey as well, or they can stop in themselves.
Well, Vicki, thank you so much for stopping in studio. This was a lot of fun, even though my tag team partner mentioned it was crummy outside. We had a blast here in studio with you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. Again, that's Vicki Timko, Clearview's Director of Curriculum on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.